But before we begin this discussion, I think we should ground ourselves in this. The whole wage work, coerced work system. And it's coerced. I don't care if it's the wage coercing you or your betters, quote unquote. Some philosopher king who puts himself up there on high as an expert or as a scholar even, or as a, you know, the wise guidance of a statesman. If it's that person or persons giving us our orders, it is still coerced. We need our own leadership capacities released. So the coerced work system promotes a callousness towards our brothers and sisters. The grief beneath these words have never been probed. Quote, if you can get the many chasing money, unquote. We don't trust power, but we don't yet trust each other. What we don't see, because power has blinded our sidewise glances successfully, is that what we see in power's quote-unquote wealth or capacity is but our reflected selves, the extraction of our wealth appropriated, our renounced gifts, our earth's boundless riches seized, using us as means to cast our self-knowledge of abundance into shadow. Keep it in its container. Remember that quote? One of my fellow pirates used that expression to describe the Montessori child care centers. And he was referring about their obsession about, you know, I mean, the time I visited, you could no sooner get some toy out or whatever the object was before it was shoved back in again. He was talking about that. But it's equally appropriate to the children themselves. This system of class creates these little self-contained boxes that they can then fill as they will. And the whole objective, our lifelong, is just to make sure we stay tightly in those boxes, keep it in its container. But it begins that early with our babies and with our abandoning them. I heard a This American Life, I think it was, or maybe A Moth, I get them confused, from this guy who was a staff writer on The New Yorker. And they'd played it a year ago, I think, because this was the second time I heard it, and it just irritates the hell out of me. He tells this story of how his three-year-old made up an imaginary friend who, whenever she called him on the cell phone, was never available. And he makes this joke out of this, essentially. He turns this into pay, a commodity to put out there, to entertain and to increase his market value. This child was telling him, I've been abandoned. I don't matter. We parents do this to our children routinely because we never got seen, and we're so busy chasing that illusory recognition from these forces of control and authority that are there but to keep us in harness. When we could start giving ourselves, we could start giving each other this gift of recognition. That's one of the things, one of the many things I liked about that James Cameron film, Avatar, where the group recognized, consciously said to each other, I see you. Well, we have to start doing that with our children and mean it and live it. I see you. So that they are not fodder for capital. Boy, that's deep old training. Fodder for power down the road. Because that's the whole point of forcing us away from our children, is to make of our children empty vessels for power to fill. We have to stop doing this. Look at your children if you want to see treasure. Don't chase it at the quote unquote job, please. Do whatever you have to to not abandon your children. We need a new world, and that means whole beings. And you will make it a lot easier for all of us if you don't deny your children your eyes and your attention. And I don't mean in a patronizing way. I mean in a reverent, humble way. Reverence meaning seeing their wisdom, seeing how much more powerful and whole they are than we. Sitting and trying to recover that with them. Being like them, just like that song your children says. You can try to be like them, but you cannot make them just like you. But unfortunately, we have.